Tonight is Game 5 of the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Pittsburgh Penguins have a commanding lead over the San Jose Sharks. Now, the Sharks are playing in their first Stanley Cup finals in the team's history, but they're down 3-1. The Penguins have been stellar in this series so far. Sidney Crosby, much to the dismay of hockey fans anywhere, except in Pittsburgh, is on the verge of his second Stanley Cup victory. Now, hockey is a traditional game. In Canada, the most popular commentators play a dual role. They analyze the game and also sometimes keep it safe from outsiders. Anyway, if you've watched any hockey, you'll know that this is how announcers typically celebrate a goal.
And the stick knocked out of the hands of Burns, and then another one thrown toward the front that was blocked off by Jones. Still, they battle in front.
That was the call from the great Mike Emrick when Nick Bonino scored the go-ahead goal in Game 1 for the Pittsburgh Penguins. And here it is again, this time in Punjabi. Now, the man behind that energetic call and many more like it.
My name is Harnarayan Singh, and I'm the host and play-by-play commentator for Hockey Night in Canada in Punjabi.
Now, Singh's great-grandfather was one of the first Sikhs to emigrate to Canada, and he says he's always dreamed of becoming a hockey announcer.
You know, I was obsessed with the sport, and, you know, growing up in a small town in southern Alberta where there wasn't any other visible minorities, hockey was the icebreaker for me amongst my classmates.
Shot laya, Jones roka, rebound te karke ne goal. Wah bhai wah, ki hai mere goal? Goal hai mere goal. Goal hai mere goal. Ian Cole, the goal.
Now, Hockey Night in Canada is a very traditional show, kind of like the one I mentioned at the top. Sometimes it protects the game from outsiders. Hockey Night in Canada Punjabi, however, is in its 9th year, and Singh says that the broadcast has helped spread the sport in the country's large Punjabi community. After English and French, Punjabi is the most common language spoken in Canada.
People find that they have more camaraderie amongst their colleagues at work because they're able to participate in those conversations about last night's game. Or we also have amongst the immigrant families, you know, the grandkids born here have a natural inclination to liking hockey. And because of the broadcast now in Punjabi, they're able to understand the game. And 3 generations are watching hockey together. It's a tradition now in their family household.
So how does it feel?
It's amazing. I mean, it proves that, you know, it's not just fun and entertaining. It's connecting and bridging the gap between immigrants and their new country. And, you know, it's a great way to show how multiculturalism can work really well through the universal power of sport.
Well, this year, Singh and his team are enjoying some fame in the States as well, thanks to that viral Bonino, Bonino, Bonino call that you heard from Game 1. Singh gives credit to his passionate co-hosts and their production team and their relatively new social media staff who got that out all over Facebook and Twitter. In fact, Singh has only just learned that his show already has a lot of fans in California, the sizable Punjabi community in California's Bay Area. Well, unfortunately, those San Jose fans haven't been hearing a lot of Singh's calls for goals in their favor in this series.
You know, as a broadcaster and been following the sport for so long, I was happy for Thornton and Marlow and the gang to finally make it there, but it's almost as if they already won their Stanley Cup. It was beating Los Angeles was such a big deal, and then making the final for the first time in their 25-year franchise history, it's almost like that was their cup.
Goal, Nick Gartata, goal, except for Penguins.
Singh says he hopes that one day he could see a Punjabi player in the NHL. Minorities of any kind are a rarity in hockey, but Singh says there's already an uptick in young Punjabi kids signing up to play in peewee leagues all across Canada.
The Edmonton Oilers drafted Jujhar Khera, and he's a Punjabi boy, and the Everett Silver Tips out in Washington out west, they even had an all Punjabi line a couple of years back. So I think the seeds are being planted, and I think that's going to help grow our show, and it's also going to help grow the popularity of the game within the community once the community sees familiar faces on the ice in the NHL. So that's just the next step for sure.
Harnarayan Singh is host and play-by-play commentator of Hockey Night in Canada, Punjabi.
Shot, see, Donskoy! Jonas Donskoy!